Water.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. So we got some brave emails coming in, Jake. Share.
Can I get the first one first?
Please.
This one's a good one. Just found you on internet radio and I'm enjoying what I hear. So I want to draw everybody's attention to the fact that you can hear us on TuneIn.com, conservative radio app. We also have a phone app at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go there, download it, put it on your iPhone, your Droid, or whatever you've got, your smartphone. You can listen to us 24/7.
Or your satellite, because we know those guys listen too,
satellite,
right?
Satellite tuner, yeah. Tapping in.
Learning, yeah.
Dan on Facebook just messaged us not too long ago. He said, I've been listening to you guys for a month or so.
Where's Dan from?
New York, it says his thing here.
Yeah, pretty conservative state.
Yeah, very. New York City, right downtown, I think, right there, you know. People, they love the Constitution down there.
Totally.
I've been listening to you guys for about a month or so.
And, bestiality in public schools.
You know, I mean,
teachers
not
violating
judge.
Children, you know, without consequence, because the people let it there.
That's right.
They let it go.
It's not a mental illness.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dick. I don't mean to keep cutting you off. What's your point? I'm
Well, he goes on to say, and I have to ask, why are you so into gay sex? It seems to be all you talk about.
Really?
So I commented back to him. I said, those who care about your First Amendment understand the importance. Short and sweet.
Does he say he said
back
employer
to me,
or anything like that?
No, he said back to me right away, that's not answering my question at all.
Here, let me put it this way.
Okay. I told him to call.
The NEA, of course, 1-877-807-9977.
Dan,
the NEA,
you're out there.
Homosexual Caucus, mm-hmm. Drag Queen Caucus. I said NEA. Mm-hmm. Queerifying the Elementary. Sex before 8, before it's too late.
Nambula, very alive.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to go down the line again? Tell you what's going on? Mr. Brinkin out in San Francisco busted with horrific child pornography. Mm-hmm. Homosexual icon. Harvey Milk, underage lover.
Who committed suicide.
Committed suicide, yeah. Dan Savage.
Oh, God.
Talking about how he wants his political opposition dragged behind a truck. Till there's nothing left but the rope. Scott Rose from the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
Saying that these Christo-fascists deserve to be nailed upon crosses and left to bleed to death. No,
why are we talking about this?
Here's the next. Because people are okay with what's going on, and they don't understand the aim of it. And I think what's happening in America, they're beginning to look to Canada to understand what it's really about. See, these homosexuals in the state-run media, they don't want you to see.
Nope.
What's behind the curtain,
that's
friends.
Fast and heavy.
And if you think for 1 minute I'm going to stand down, you better wake up and smell the coffee and turn the dial, because this boy ain't changing. It's about our posterity, and it's not just a homosexual agenda.
No.
Just this last week, a guy was violating 9-year-old girls in Washington, West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm sorry, West Palm Beach, Florida. 9-year-old girl exchanging candy for sexual favors. 9-year-old girls. That infuriates me just as much as anything else does. But the point is what's the hot topic, brother, from
what's
another mother?
On? Well,
with the state-run media,
the,
can push it down the throats of the people, but you better
but you
not speak out against
that's
it.
That's right.
He proves the point.
Yes, he does.
You prove the point.
Because when I went onto his Facebook, I did, again, we gave him the number.
We usually glean people a little bit.
He lives in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, Brooklyn.
Right. So he's got a check on his Facebook, yeah. I mean, never would you ever think that something like this would come out of Brooklyn, New York. But Sub Pop Records received a $25,000 check from Sub Pop Records. The Washington United for marriage.
Oh, gotcha.
Marriage of a man and woman? No, I really don't.
Yeah. Well, they probably figure since America stood down on the slaughter of murder of babies in the womb, figure they can go ahead and push it forth through a little bit further and see what they can get through. Well, they can get through while they got this individual in office. Well, they got him there.
Thinking
and,
something in the DEA
I guess
minds.
For some reason the American people think that, you know, the Republic's going to survive these assaults on a daily basis for the next 3.5 years.
Yeah. Well, I suppose down south... This just was brought to me a day ago or 2 days ago. One of the Republican groups down there says, well, you know, we need to distance ourselves from social issues. when you've got cream puffs like that, but you don't, folks. Somebody listening right now that is pro this queer marriage thing. Everybody that's listening, you need to understand it's not anybody that you're contending against, but God and His Word.
But that's what they're calling it, too.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And then you can call God and His Word extremism all you want. God wins. At the end of the day, every day,
just look at history.
Exactly.
That's all you have to do. What is it that people don't understand about Sodom and Gomorrah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyways, in saying that, I just thought that was a great email. And that was, what's his name? Just his first name.
Dan, I believe.
Dan, that is such a bold stance.
Yep, Dan.
I mean, these are the kind of leaders that we need. Now, Dan, just to show you how willing he is to step out.
Mm-hmm.
The only time he feels emboldened is when he sees his man in the office do what he's doing by attacking everybody that disagrees with him. He'll stand behind that, but he doesn't want to let you know what it's really about.
Nor does he want to call in. I gave him the number.
It's interesting how the state-run media is going right along with this. Isn't that interesting? But how many are willing to really stand up and tell you what it's really about? And again, friends, that's all you have to do. Everybody that checks this video out, look to Canada, says the same thing. I had no idea that this was homosexual marriage, and this is what it was about. No, I know you didn't. That's why I made the video. So check it out. Matter of fact, YouTube banned it for a minute until we gathered our friends together, and we basically protested and said, no, this is a violation of our First Amendment. Put it back up there. Show the people what it's really
That's
about.
Right.
Come on, they said it. I didn't say it.
If you advocated, just show them.
You know, I noticed yesterday, too, they're advertising for our event that's coming up in Florida, and they were calling me anti-gay preacher. Yeah, I'm anti-gay. I am. I'm totally anti-gay. I'm pro-family. I'm a pro-family, pro-life preacher. I'm on the side of America here, friends, and I'm an American. I'm a patriot. And listen, just to back to what we were talking before about before, if I am the number one target and the number one threat to America is evangelicals, I want to tell you what, it's the evangelicals that take a stand for their countries that are America.
That's why we have an America.
Thank
exactly.
Yeah.
I do wonder this hijacking of the word gay. How did sodomy or homosexuality turn into all of a sudden gay?
Happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
Because you're not technically anti-gay.
You used the word. Yeah, I'm totally happy. I'm totally content.
So you're not anti-happy.
No,
you're anti-sodomy and crimes against nature.
Did you know that on this website, the Huffington Post, they even made my own page?
Hey, look at that.
I'm honored. Thank you. Man, and who's there ridiculing me? Guys like Scott Rose. Scott Rosenweig. Who wants to kill anybody that doesn't agree with homosexual marriage? He's calling for the execution, friends. Listen to this again. Here, word for word, these chrysofascists deserve to be nailed upon crosses and left to bleed to death. Listen, you have to think about saying stuff
really
like
do.
That. Wow. Hey, Lamone in Florida, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
What's going on? I'm doing great, fellas. I'm just sitting back listening to the show, and I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying, you know, especially the fact that, you know, people are calling for the execution of any religious group is one of the most, you know, atrocious things I've heard in my lifetime, because I thought this country was founded on freedom of religion. Like, I don't care if you pray to a stump in the woods. If you're not hurting anybody, just so be it.
Hey, Lamone, you got about 30 seconds, but I want to pull you back on right after the break, okay? So just if you hear the break, like it's coming in right now, just hang on with me because I want everybody to hear what you have to say, okay, Lamone?
All right, no problem. I'll just hold on.
Okay, you got Bradley and Jake. It's about a 2-minute break. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We got Lamone online from Florida, and we'll bring him right back up after this break.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm enjoying the show daily, and I want to thank you guys. You really opened my eyes, and what I thought I once knew, I know now was not really the right thing, even from the preachers that I'd heard speak and preach.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know the truth when we hear it. So I know you're telling the truth daily.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lamone called from Florida. Now, just hang on a second, though, before you pull him back up. I want you to hear, friends, remember how the evangelicals are the number one threat to America, according to this administration. The Christians, 78%. I thought the president was a Christian.
That's what I hear him saying quite a bit.
And we know that he's
loves Jesus.
Yeah, that's what he says, right? And do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Oh, that is for
do
sure.
Do the opposite of what I say, right?
Yeah, why not?
Isaiah 5. But isn't it interesting that someone just sent this to me? Will you share, what's the headline on that?
It says, the Muslims of America are suing Christian Action Network for exposing their terrorist training camps around the United States.
Wait a second. So Muslims are coming to America suing Christians that are exposing tyranny or terrorism. But I have in front of me evangelical number one threat to America. I thought that's a good citizen.
Mm-hmm.
When he brings to the light where there's darkness or crime and the such. The Good Samaritan law.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Love your neighbors yourself.
Totally. Boy, not a greater law than that, is there? What is the end of the law? What's the fulfilling of the law? Thank you. We got Lamone in Florida. Welcome back, my friend. Now, what were you saying again, Lamone? Sorry about that break.
No problem. What I was saying is that if anybody should, you know, realize what's really going on in the big picture, it's religious people. Because throughout history, I'm only 24, but I've done my research. I've noticed that throughout history, religious groups have been prosecuted because the state-run religion doesn't want people realizing that it has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with love. It has to do with going to your neighbor, and no matter what color, where they're from, treating them as if they're one of you. But this whole divide and conquer scheme that I'm noticing they're doing is they're getting every little facet of life, whether it's sexual, whether it's religion, whether it's income, no matter what divides us as a people, they're using that.
You're exactly right.
Fuel the fire.
You know what? It's Ramon. Okay, I'm sorry. I was calling you Lamone. She had an L out there. Sorry about that, Lamone. But it's interesting.
It's not a problem, man.
I think about what you just said. I'm dissecting in thought what I see on a continuous basis. And you're exactly right. At every turn, you see them attempting to divide the people somehow, some way. And people have to come together. That's why I'm always
making reference to the Bible and the Constitution, because once we go back to those two foundations, that's what solidifies
that's what unites us.
Yes, and if people would just simply get back to that, we would again know who's doing the lying, who's doing the dividing, and then therefore, what do we see from that? We see who's committing the crimes.
Yeah.
And we see the state-run media going hand in glove with this administration right now, willing to divide because they know they have to divide if they want to conquer. And that's what makes us one nation under God, is coming back to the two foundations, as George Washington rightly said.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It seems that even when you notice them trying to demonize founding fathers, it's just an obvious, blatant attack on what we're about. We're not about fighting wars. I don't know what this idea of that America is the brute force behind the New World Order, but that's not what we're about. We're about the people coming together and building a new world. I don't know if anybody's realizing it, but there's a subculture growing. There's an underground, I don't know if you want to call it revolution or not, but it's growing. And people are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast, this demon system that everybody's just bowing down to, is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not any rich person, not political leaders, not religious leaders. The little man standing up to the big army.
Got it, brother. You're preaching scripture.
I'm not even going to say anything, Ramon, because I'm sitting back. Jake's sitting back. The producers are sitting
back
with a smile on our face because you said everything. You just brought every show that I've ever brought into scope, or ever done, into scope in 2 minutes, bro. Exactly,
bro.
Right on the money.
And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken the chance and taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect and your credibility and brought this information. So that's why I'm paying homage. You know, I'm realizing that the only way the other people who are out here listening to do it is if people like me call out and show you, hey, I'm not anybody special in any way, shape, or form. I'm just a human being here trying to love the rest of this planet and try to get this love spread.
Amen.
And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing and keep doing it. And I'm out here fighting with you, man.
Amen. Thank you, Ramon. We appreciate
you.
That was awesome.
All right.
Amen. I'm not even going to say anything.
No, that's good.
Can we just go
to
the next point?
Pause for a
Ramon,
second and just absorb
okay,
that.
Let's. Because you know what? That's
so pure, dude.
There's the next generation.
You got it. That's
willing
exactly
to take
where
a stand up and say, no, we're not going to do it the way that you want to do it. And this is Deuteronomy 1 to a T, bro.
Yeah. Yep.
The older generation, the H with them.
Yep.
And God said, no, tell those that said to the H with them that won't obey me and won't listen to me, tell them to go around again. They're going to die in the wilderness. Tell the next generation, like the Ramones, that are willing to listen and respond. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and respond. Tell them I'm going to take them into the promised land.
That's right.
Didn't say it was going to be easy.
No, they get to inherit.
But Ramon nailed it on the head.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that call, man.
That was.
Very much. That was great.
I'm listening to that one tonight again.
Are you going to listen to that?
I'm so encouraged by the next generation, like you said. That's what I'm saying.
I got a better idea. Why don't we just call Ramon and see if he wants a job? Maybe you can.
Yeah, but
maybe
there's three microphones in here. I see.
You could move to Florida, and you could call in and see if me and Ramon like you. That's what I think.
Thanks a lot, Ramon.
I didn't mean
that. Look what you just said.
Here's another one. Okay, let's jump on another topic for the sake of time here. One nation under God has meaning, too, by the way. And that's where we need to be united, friends, right there. DOJ, Department of Justice, attacks homeschooling. The United States Department of Justice says homeschooling is not a fundamental right. Wait. So they're violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights.
Right there. How? Because you have a federal agent talking about education.
What are they saying? Either you break the law or else you're an enemy to our government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are saying, friends. They are the ones violating the law in the first place by teaching kids. The states do not have to take federal implementation of their indoctrination through international baccalaureate or Common Core, which is No Child Left Behind on steroids, which is equalizing the playing field. Folks,
actually, even
this is history being repeated, friends.
If you even take that Common Core, for example, a step further and you see what they're doing, they're categorizing kids. They're literally the way that the tests are aimed, the way that the curriculum is aimed to find out kids, to profile each individual child in public schools.
Is it true that in some states in our union, like California and Texas, the Islamic folks are trying to implement and teach kids in public schools a jihad?
Staging a jihad, yeah, you plan it.
Wow. Wait, who's behind all of this? Okay, like the president, he entertains and celebrates Ramadan. Mm-hmm. Sends billions of dollars to America's sworn enemies.
Where was he at? National Day of Christian Prayer?
Man, can you help me with this? I'm trying to put two and two together here.
I think Ramon did a beautiful job of doing
it. He did.
And that's what this next generation is. When you give them light, you don't have to explain it. You don't have to get another article and say, look, here's my references.
No.
Hey, wait, I see what's going on
here, right.
And I ain't going to be a part of it.
That's right. Amen. DOJ attacks homeschooling. This was the argument the Obama administration made in federal court against an evangelical Christian family from Germany seeking asylum in the United States. Germany broadly forbids, it says this, broadly forbids homeschooling. So the Romeic family was forced to flee the country or risk losing five children to German government, which was trying to force them to put their children into public schools. Man, I don't know, is it just me, but don't you think the people in Germany, maybe they're not embarrassed anymore about the
Hitler regime,
the Third Reich?
I have no idea what's going on over there.
Man, you'd think that they'd have a little... Well, wait a second, but who had to snuff out that dictator? The American people lost 405,399 men and women killing that joker in his unlawful dictatorship, that devil himself. You'd think that the German people and the American people would have learned that lesson right there, that government at this point has went way too far. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association is working on the Romiki, it's Romiki, I'm not German, friend, so forgive me, family's behalf. Michael Ferris, founder and chairman of HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense Association, wrote about Germany's homeschool ban in the blog, saying it is a thought control, it is belief control, it is totalitarianism dressed up in politically correct lingo. That's exactly what you're saying here, friends.
Yeah, exactly.
But why is the Department of Justice in America working with German government to attempt to deport this man back, now saying here's this criminal, Eric Holder, that put guns, along with this administration, put guns into the hands of Mexican drug lords, the ones that they're attempting to ban today, friends,
and
Benghazi.
Grants amnesty to illegal aliens.
Yeah, I guess that's the Justice Department that the American people tolerate.
Yeah, that's right.
So just think about it. When the American people tolerate corruption in government, they are disobeying the God that gave them the rights in the first place to have government.
That's exactly what
they're doing. Wow, that's another perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
that's exactly what they're doing.
So homeschooling is not protected under religious freedom, said U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. You better start talking, friends. And I agree with what Ramon said, too. There's an underground swell going on across the country. There is. People are talking. There's no question about it. They're not stupid at this going on. But, folks, they're doing it in the light of day. Why is it continuously going down the road, friends? Attempting to trample you right over? Because it's totalitarianism. Because, America, you're letting them do it. This is illegal, friends. This is crime coming from your government.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Man, Ramon made my day. He honestly did. He really did. Dude, I got comments after comments after comments after comments of people following the show right now. I don't know, but
again, there's this little phone number that you punch into a
Okay. I'm okay with that. I mean,
it'd be great to hear from you, folks.
Leadership on the radio here is teaching just the opposite, because we're turning talk radio into do radio.
Do it.
Do.
Yes.
Real good.
But
just like it don't stank.
No stankiness over here. But just like Ramon said, when he calls in and lets other people know, that emboldens other people.
Yes, it does. And that's what.
That's why, you know, at church.
Domino effect, yeah?
When you say at church, has anybody got a testimony?
Hey, Ramon, let me tell you this. Men don't follow titles, they follow courage.
You got it.
Amen. Yeah, very much so.
Amen. Great. What is it? Great things are done by normal people.
You thinking about Henry Ford when he said, "I want to hire the man that doesn't know that he can't get the job done."
No, that's a good one too. I was thinking about the things.
Wait.
Are done.
What's wrong with that Henry Ford?
I said that's a great one too.
No, it's the best one.
Oh, the best,
Jake.
I'm sorry.
The evangelicals are the number one threat to America. I'm just curious. I thought terrorists are the ones that do the attacking.
Mm-hmm.
What's this administration doing to the American people?
Exactly.
I mean, has anybody thought that through?
Has anybody felt under attack recently?
Like in through every avenue?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Let's call it for what it is, friends. I mean, you're the one being called all these names by this administration.
Look at your Bill of Rights. Okay, Article 1, Freedom of Religion. Oh, that's clearly under attack. We just covered that. Article 2, the right to bear arms.
Really?
Wait a second. Is that not under attack?
Interesting. I'm curious. Let me ask you the question, because I'm going to bring the definition of Webster's 1828. The word terrorist, define it. What do the terrorists have to gain? Has anybody ever asked the question, what are the terrorists demanding from the American people. I mean, overseas, they're just telling the American people to stay out of our affairs. And yep. America, just so you know, if you want to know why you're hated by foreign countries, it's because what you allow your politicians to do to other countries. Mm-hmm. What it comes down to. But what is a terrorist? What do they want? Can anybody answer that question? What do the terrorists want? Besides the American people to give up their rights. And who is doing that? It's not a foreign government that's doing that, is it? That's attacking our Constitution?
Mm.
Well, let me step back for a second.
I would see that.
Who else would do that? Foreign to our Constitution, but attack our Constitution. You see this administration attempting to tell all those that are at war with our way of life, at war with Christianity? No, you have rights. And they're picking up all those little special interest groups filled with useful idiots to use them as a political battering ram. Who has to gain from terrorism, friends? The ones that are asking you to give up your rights, that's who. Come on, terrorism. A terrorist is a person who employs terror or terrorism, especially as a political weapon. Really? Whoa! As a political weapon, you mean like undermine or usurp the old to bring in the new? I don't know. Is it my ideology that called forth a new change, or is it this administration?
Yeah.
Come on, folks, until you start calling this out, you are patty caking with people that ain't patty caking.
I want to bring a point to that, actually, this patty caking business. The DOJ, Eric Holder, who made the statement before, I know we're going to cover it again, but just consider the blasphemous statement.
Is that the guy that also said that we need to brainwash the young people?
Yeah, about the guns.
About guns, yeah. I got a video on that, too, if you'd like to check it out. But Bradley Dean, or you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Will you post those videos, please? Thank you.
But protect the speech of thug rappers, black and white, that push
promote
violence.
It. Promote the crime so they can stand there.
Snatch the guns.
Yes, and when kids emulate their rock stars or their rap stars, then they can use that crime that they allowed in the first place to go after what they intended to go for in the first place. And what was that? The weapons.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the breakdown of that structure that we're talking about, of people in office right now. Our representatives, Eric Holder should be in jail right now.
Mm-hmm.
He should be in jail.
Yep. To say the least.
And once we investigate, we would find out that the guy holding the strings of Eric Holder, being Barack Obama, should be in jail as well.
Now, I got a question for you.
First things first. Eric belongs in jail.
As to what you're exactly right. Yeah.
For contempt of court.
Because we see his past crimes,
contempt
too.
Contempt to the House.
He was being raised up under the Obama or the Clinton administration. Yeah. Why do you suppose that he's not in jail? Whatever happened to that Fast and Furious investigation that ISA?
He was found in contempt of court.
Okay, so he was found in contempt.
Yep.
And he's still there.
Yes. Because it's just like this. If a police officer sees a crime being committed, whose job is it to go arrest that criminal? It's not me. I'm the citizen on the road. I'm to be protected. That's why I hire the police. The police go over, they apprehend the criminal, put handcuffs on him, put him in jail, then the justice system does its thing. However, in this day and age, the House of Representatives is the police officers. They're the ones that he's in contempt of court of, but they're sitting here just...
Why do you suppose they're just sitting there knocking their fingers on
their
glass? Because they're compromised men. Someone's got something on them. It sounds like J. Edgar Hoover. This is how he would control his opposition.
That's right.
He would get dirt on them, and then that's exactly right.
And we know the variety. I mean,
Robert Kennedy was afraid of him because of what he had on Johnny,
that's right.
By the way.
And that was adultery of other women. We're not talking about pedophilia.
Yeah.
Which... that's been used to compromise. The CIA says that. Pedophilia. And then also child sex, men between little boys, is used to compromise. We've had FBI detectives on our show right now from the New York City Police Department. Not FBI, but New York PD detectives talking about this. This is what these men are compromised with.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And
Eric Holder's not in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Terrorism. A terrorist, an individual who uses violence, terror, and intimidation to achieve a result. What did Hitler do? He used his brown shirts to what?
Yeah.
Create chaos
and
stand there waiting to reel in his political outcome.
Wasn't there something in communist Russia called Red
Terror? Yeah.
So they did that.
Yeah.
Mikhail Gorbachev, the head of the KGB.
You know what's interesting about that, Jake? Yeah, now he's teaching kids through the Green Cross in America. Yeah. You know what's interesting about what you just said with Red Terror? He would blame anybody in his cabinet but himself for the crimes that he was advocating. Same thing with Hitler.
Sure.
He was the one that was contriving and conceiving these ideas in the first place, these crimes. And then once the crime was committed, he would just eradicate his opposition. Those that were responsible for the crime, he'd just kill them off.
There it is. Bang.
Yep. They're loving. How does the devil work, man? Sin charges you a lot more than you want to pay, and it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, he that committeth sin is a servant of sin, violating God's moral law. Yeah.
And then you look at what you put the scriptural premise, I think, in the second segment. You look at a nation that has abandoned God's, not all in the nation, but you look at a nation conglomerated together that abandons God's rules, abandons God's commandments. And what does he appoint over us? It says it right in the blessings and curses. Terror.
Yeah.
People that will do the same thing unto you. This is a scriptural issue. This is a spiritual issue of the soul of America.
So wait a second. So, I'm not going to go there. I'm just looking at this. These Christo-fascists deserve to be nailed up on crosses and left to bleed to death, said Scott Rosenzweig, a reporter for the Huffington Post. I got to do an article on this.
Yeah.
This is incredibly great stuff. Oh, I love Scott.
Hashtag his name.
I love
everything.
Him. You know, if he's willing to say something like that,
yeah,
I would love to see his criminal record.
Yeah. The devil's willing to take off his mask.
Oh,
let's go look at it.
If he's got a criminal record, I'd love to see what's going on behind this boy. For him to say something like that.
Is that freedom of speech? Is that what constitutes freedom of speech?
I guess it is. I guess it is. But you better not say it against anybody that doesn't agree.
That's right. So,
but you know what? Baloney.
That's right. That ain't
with
where we
no
live.
No mayonnaise.
God is not down with that.
Smashed hot dogs. You know, I don't even like the word baloney. I'm just going to say
smashed hot dogs.
Yeah. Smashed hot dogs are
Bologna. That's right.
All right.
Bologna is just a different shape.
It is.
A little flatter.
Yeah. We started the show off talking about I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondman. I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. But if you will not hearken, listen to me carefully, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or my soul abhor, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. And then it starts the list. Wow. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it.
Sure.
I think that's pretty fair.
Scriptural remedy,
I'm
right
telling
there.
You what to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Moses was going to his death, and he said, I know that you're going to go a horn after I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know, I guess the spirit of the world is to persecute the living Christians and praise the dead ones. But in this particular situation, it's true of Moses. But they would listen to him when God was there with Moses. But when Moses was dead, they wanted to disobey.
Yeah. Like in Christ, the Lord will send another prophet like unto me. Well, that would be Christ. And
yes.
They praised Moses while
in
they
Deuteronomy
crucified
and
Christ.
In the book of Acts.
They praised Moses while crucifying Christ. You're not of Moses. This is the prophet Moses spoke of. But
they
you want to kill me.
They know. And why did they want to kill him? Because they... Pontius knew that they delivered him up because of envy. They didn't want to lose their place or their position is what they didn't want to
And look at their place. Their place was in bondage to the Roman
Empire.
We'd
be in bondage to no man. We'd be Abraham's seed, said they.
There we go, sure. If you're Abraham's seed, then why do you seek to kill me? I'm Christ. I'm the fulfilling of the faith that I gave Abraham.
Oh, you're mad. You must have a devil. Who seeks to kill you?
Oh, those gifts of the Spirit, those stumbling block for the... present-day professors. You know what? In the end of every...
You're evading my conversation. You're supposed to answer the next line. You're supposed to know the word like the back of your head. You know, study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
That's right.
Don't you remember what happened after that? A couple guys came over and said, hey, is that him? Is that the guy that they seek to kill?
Ooh.
Remember, Christ the prophet was right
That's
on the money.
The one.
As usual. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out online. Bradley Dean, EE. And or check me out on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I love this because when I go to the King James Version, listen carefully, friends. It says, once we know the truth, that if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, that there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. You know, generals of God, because I've done a lot of study on these guys, some of them believe that if you sinned after knowing of sin, which aligns itself with Scripture, that you would lose your salvation. Just think about that. Daddy Seymour is one of them. But Scripture tells us, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. By the way, friends, this is the New Testament. I'm about ready to magnify it a little more for you. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Wow. Listen to what he says right after that, verse 30. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
That's right. He's living.
Yeah, you know, John Fox, the guy that
wrote the book, Fox's Book of Martyrs, said princes, kings, and other rulers of the world have used all their strength and cunning against the church. Yet it continues to endure and hold its own. Maybe they should have paid attention to what the Word of God said when he said that the seed of the righteous shall never perish. That stumbling block.
It seems like in the book of Acts, the more that they were persecuted, the more they grew.
You don't want to give away your secrets. Same thing with Pharaoh. The more that they persecuted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied.
Yes. And they prospered, and they became a nation, and they blessed the world through that nation.
Amen. And we're still here talking about what Christ has done.
Amen.
Amen.
In America, this
Christianity
is turned.
Jake, do I have to be the one that's lit all the time?
What?
Do I have to be the one that's lit all the time?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Hey, I got another question for you. I noticed you brought your boy on the radio the other day.
I didn't, actually. I was caught by surprise on that.
Oh, you were caught by surprise.
Yes.
Okay.
I was really thinking it was DJ. I actually thought it was you.
Wait. How old are your little boy?
No, I thought it was you before I picked it up.
Okay, so are you equating me to a 10-year-old little boy?
Yeah, that's a good thing. Christ said that the kingdom of heaven is like a child.
Yeah, and he also said out of the mouth of babes and sucklings come forth perfected praise. Yeah. Maybe you're right. Yeah, you're right, Jake.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
That's a good place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Wait a minute. I thought it was a bad place to be.
Well, that's true. That's why we're exposing this corruption constantly, right?
So in America, where corruption is not to be protected, it is not to be tolerated, it is to be dealt with. I'm sorry. I've got to go back to just a plain and simple fact about the DOJ. The DOJ should be in jail right now due to our representatives.
You're talking about Eric Holder.
Yeah.
No question. I think America agrees with you.
Our representatives in government. Because people don't understand the practical terms. Well, how do we turn this thing around? Listen, I can't go arrest Eric Holder. I can't. Personally, Jake McCauley can't. I have not been given that authority by the Constitution. But our representatives have every right in the world to do it.
Well, I think that's what they try to do, isn't it? Why do you think they were told to stand down, and why did they agree to stand
exactly
down?
Why did they agree to stand down? Why did they? Because they're the ones. I mean, when you have a criminal,
well, just think about let's go back to the facts again. Well, you have 5,000 members in the Pentagon that have been busted through an ICE investigation. Go ahead and check it out online, friends. Brian Bender, Boston Globe. The ICE investigation busted 5,000 members in the Pentagon for downloading child pornography. Mm-hmm. You think they're compromised men? You better bet your bottom dollar.
Yep.
Yes.
And so then it comes down to the practical steps. The representatives are to be the ones to arrest these men. If they won't, then why won't they? Because we just brought up, say they're compromised. Well, who allows the representatives to get into the power to protect we the people? If I take this down to just a practical street analogy, you go on the street and you say to the police officer, you know, go bust the criminal. There he is. He's committing a crime. It's right in the front of the public.
Yeah.
The police officer decides, you know what, I'm not going to. What does the city do immediately? Are you kidding me? You're what? You're done. We're going to get a new police chief.
Yeah.
That is exactly what the House of Representatives is doing right now.
But see, what you're seeing now, and it's a good point if I can piggyback as to what you just said, you're seeing this administration attacking the sheriffs that are doing their job.
That's what I was going to bring
to you next.
That
should tell the American people
right.
who's under attack.
That's right.
And who's doing the crime.
Because then when the House of Representatives won't do their job, as an example, because they're not right now. Then you take it a step further. Okay, well, who's our next? The sheriff is. The sheriff protects your constitutional rights on a local body. Then you have your state representatives that protect them on a state body. And then you go up to the federal level, your federal representatives. So when the federal representatives aren't doing it, then the state representatives step in, and they should do it. When they don't, then it comes down to the sheriff. But, folks, the point I'm getting at is, you see how far it has come now that where your sheriffs are under attack? That means he's breached the first wall.
That's your last line of defense.
Exactly.
Friends.
It's been breached in the House of Representatives. It's been breached in your state governments. And now it's going down to the sheriffs.
And they're only relying upon the apathy of the American people to let them take the next step. And friends, rest assured they will take the next step if you let them.
Because the finger can be pointed at our representatives, but who votes them in? The finger can be pointed at our state representatives,
so
but who
Jake,
votes them in?
So, Jake, why is impeachment out of the minds of the American people? Because I just got an email just a second ago. What are the people supposed to do? Well, the representatives are supposed to represent you. See, the state-run media is putting a blackout on the representatives that are speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing.
Sure.
But the people, for the most part, know what's going on. If they didn't, gun sales wouldn't be skyrocketing right
now. For sure.
Right? And so now what they're trying to do is demonize Just like Ramon. Again, man, I'm talking more about Ramon than I am anybody here.
This is good.
Yeah.
Because of what he's saying is good.
You Amen.
That Second Amendment, that also, say your sheriff's gone.
Well, you take that one away, then he ain't got a First Amendment,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So you look after the sheriffs who are under attack by this administration.
Yeah.
Now you have the individual citizen. And he has the right to what? Bear arms, of course. Why? To protect himself from out-of-control tyrannical government.
Man, that's what Joe Arpaio has been doing in Arizona. And, right. Folks, the state, by the way, the homosexuals have attacked this man.
Why the homosexuals?
Totally.
Do you think it's because they're hand in glove?
No, because the homosexuals want the illegal immigrants to come in here illegally. See, because, well, they're breaking the law.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of when Barabbas.
Yeah.
Right. When he was, you know, being released to the people, they were saying, crucify Christ, but yeah. We want a murder and insurrection. Nice. We want the illegals because they look just like us, mm-hmm. to our own demise.
Yep.
And but interesting, Sheriff Joe, that guy's under attack constantly, mm-hmm. and he's the guy that stood up against this administration.
That's right.
And so they demonized him.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the heroes are the ones being demonized.
Yeah. What about Sheriff Mack?
Sheriff Mack, well, he actually succeeded in his legislation when he was.
Oh, that's right. He won a federal case, didn't he?
That's right. He set a precedent. That's a good sheriff. That's the kind of sheriffs we need.
I mean, so a sheriff is there to protect the people's rights.
You got that right.
Those that abide.
He's the executive officer of your local government.
If they shall confess their iniquity, read the Ten Commandments, friends, and the iniquity, the lawlessness of their fathers with their trespasses, which they have trespassed against me, saith the Lord, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I have also walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and then they accept of the punishment of their iniquity, so there is consequence with God, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, will I remember, and I will remember the land, saith the Lord. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbath while she lieth desolate. He goes on, he said, because they despised my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes, they didn't obey. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord thy God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. In the New Testament, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:16 says, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Notice how the Lord says, go back. Go back to who I am.
Right.
I am the God of
Return.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what I'm telling you to do. I'm telling you to go back. Know that I am God. Folks, it's time to confess your lawlessness, your apathy, your thought life, your process, your sins before a just and a holy God. Let the law of God drive you to the foot of Jesus Christ, to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more. The law condemns, and I'm justified by believing what Jesus Christ did, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the good news to dead men, those that are no longer alive to the old man, but are alive to the new man. Read what you, or believe what you read, and go forward on in your faith.
And I also want to bring up, too, I want more testimonies like Ramon. Folks, don't forget your donations. Your donations is what allows us to stay on the air and to bring forth fruit. And when men like that call, it makes it all worth it. This is a team effort. You sowing in brings forth results, folks. And we appreciate your support at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got Bradley and Jake. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you Monday. See ya.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Mail, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.